Stone Mattress, Nine Tales, written by Margaret Atwood.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by Audible. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality, unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Alfinland. The freezing rain sifts down, handfuls of shining rice thrown by some unseen celebrant. Wherever it hits, it crystallizes into a granulated coating of ice. Under the streetlights, it looks so beautiful, like fairy silver, thinks Constance. But then she would think that. She's far too prone to enchantment. The beauty is an illusion and also a warning. There's a dark side to beauty, as with poisonous butterflies. She ought to be considering the dangers, the hazards, the grief this ice storm is going to bring to many, is already bringing, according to the television news. The TV screen is a flat, high-definition one that Ewan bought so he could watch hockey and football games on it. Constance would rather have the old fuzzy one back, with its strangely orange people and its habit of rippling and fading. There are some things that do not fare well in high definition. She resents the pores, the wrinkles, the nose hairs.